A wildlife and conservation organization is speaking out against a proposal to expand the footprint of a coal mine in the Elk Valley. WildSight says bighorn sheep, grizzly bears and native fish populations would suffer if the proposed Fording River operations expansion moves forward. Fording River is one of four coal mines located in the region owned by Elk Valley Resources. Elk Valley Resources recently completed a report called a Detailed Project Description, DPD, a necessary milestone mandated by the Environmental Assessment Office, as the company seeks a readiness decision that would kickstart the environmental assessment process. The latest DPD was a revision from the same report that was previously submitted to the province, and later rejected by the Environmental Assessment Office in 2023 following opposition from the Te Naha Nation Council. None of the improvements to Elk Valley Resources' submission negate the fact that this project would knock down an entire mountain and produce over 3 billion cubic meters of waste rock that will leach selenium into our waterways for decades, if not centuries, says Simon Wiebe, mining policy and impacts researcher at WildSight. The Fording and Elk Rivers are currently awash with contaminants that EVR still doesn't have the capacity to treat. It would be irresponsible to approve a mine expansion that would increase the source of the problem before we have proven methods to safely manage current waste rock piles. The expansion would cover an area south of the existing Fording River operations, FRO, which itself is north of Elkford in the Elk Valley. The project location allows for a reduced footprint and reduction in new disturbance when compared to alternate resource areas in the region. This, combined with suitable deposits of mineable high-quality steelmaking coal, make it a logical extension of the existing operations, reads the revised DPD report. Critical infrastructure from FRO such as the coal processing plant, mining equipment, maintenance facilities, tailings storage and more will be utilized for the project to minimize new disturbance and create efficiencies. The revised DPD doesn't go far enough to address concerns raised from the initial report submitted in 2021, argues Wiebe. The revised project description reduces impacts in the Chauncey Creek drainage, but make no mistake, when you're dealing with a project of this size, even comparatively smaller impacts are still massive on a local scale, Wiebe said. In terms of improvements to this plan, WildSight is glad to see EVR engaging meaningfully with First Nations, but that's where the positive news ends. According to WildSight, the expansion plan would convert almost all of Castle Mountain into open, terraced pits. The mountain's grassy slopes currently provide vital winter foraging habitat for threatened bighorn sheep, which have already lost huge swaths of their winter habitat to coal mining elsewhere in the valley. Stands of endangered whitebark pines, an important food source for grizzly bears, would also be impacted. Those high-elevation grasslands are incredibly hard to restore because it takes such a unique combination of soil and climatic conditions for them to exist. Even EVR admits that its restoration plan is conceptual, and that success is uncertain, said Wiebe. Currently, Fording River's coal reserves are forecast to run out in the mid-2030s. The proposed expansion would extend the mine's life into the 2060s, producing an estimated 280 million metric tons of coal over its operational life. Glencore wants this project approved by 2028. Given the significant impacts this expansion would have on land and water-based ecosystems, the public should have an opportunity to offer comment on the proposal before it proceeds any further, says Wiebe.